And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 4th of January, 2013. It's the birthday of historian Doris Kearns Goodwin, born Brooklyn, 1943, author of Team of Rivals, The Political Genius of Abraham Lincoln. Came out in 2005, was widely talked about around Washington, a book about how Abraham Lincoln built an alliance made up of his former enemies. Doris Goodwin said, "Lincoln's political genius was rooted in his remarkable array of emotional strengths, which enabled him to form friendships with rivals who had previously disdained him, to put past grudges aside, to assume responsibility for the failure of subordinates, to share credit with ease, and to learn from mistakes." It's the birthday of Sir Isaac Newton, born in Woolsthorpe, England, 1643. He was a premature baby. It was said that he was so small he could fit into a quart pot. He studied mathematics, physics on his own, developed his theories of gravity and optics. He invented the reflecting telescope. And at the age of 43, Newton published his Principia, which overturned nearly everything then believed about the universe up to that point. He proved that the celestial bodies were governed by the same laws of physics as objects on Earth. He incorporated Kepler's laws of planetary motion into his own theories about gravity and established his own three laws of motion. Sir Isaac Newton, who wrote, "I do not know what I may appear to the world to be, but to myself I seem to have been only like a boy playing on the seashore and diverting myself in now and then finding a smoother pebble or a prettier shell than ordinary, whilst the great ocean of truth lay all undiscovered around me." It's the birthday of Jakob Grimm, the elder of the brothers Grimm, born in Hanau, Germany, 1785, who, along with his brother, gathered oral folk tales in several volumes called Children's and Household Tales, including Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, Rumpelstiltskin, Rapunzel, many others, stories that have been significantly toned down over the years from the violent versions that the Grimm brothers knew. Here's a poem for today by Billy Collins, "The Fish." As soon as the elderly waiter placed before me the fish I had ordered, it began to stare up at me with its one flat, iridescent eye. "I feel sorry for you," it seemed to say, "eating alone in this awful restaurant, bathed in such unkindly light and surrounded by these dreadful murals of Sicily. And I feel sorry for you, too, yanked from the sea and now lying dead next to some boiled potatoes in Pittsburgh," I said back to the fish as I raised my fork. And thus my dinner in an unfamiliar city with its rivers and lighted bridges was graced not only with chilled wine and lemon slices, but with compassion and sorrow, even after the waiter removed my plate with the head of the fish still staring and the barrel vault of its delicate bones terribly exposed, save for a shroud of parsley. Billy Collins' poem, "The Fish," from Ballistics, published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.